This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 6 mass killings in the U.S. in this new year. A question still haunting communities is why? A gunman killed 7 people at 2 locations in Northern California yesterday. A suspect is under arrest. They think he worked at one of the locations, but they haven't figured out a motive for this. The president of the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors, Dave Pine, had a message for Americans as he spoke last night.
Gun violence in this country is at completely unacceptable levels. It's really hit home tonight. Our hearts are broken.
He was heard there on KGO-TV. Authorities in California are still searching for a motive behind Saturday's mass shooting at a Monterey Park dance hall. The AP's Julie Walker.
L.A. Sheriff Robert Luna says 72-year-old Hukan Tran had a rifle at home, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and appeared to be manufacturing gun silencers. Tran killed 11 people at the Star Ballroom during Lunar New Year celebrations.
What drove a madman to do this? We don't know. But we intend to find out.
The sheriff says there are many theories.
There's information out there that the suspect may have committed these crimes, and I'm paraphrasing, due to jealousy or some relationship issues.
Police say as they closed in on Tran Sunday, he took his own life.
Shake up. In Kyiv, the deputy head of Ukraine's presidential office quit after President Zelensky pledged to address high-level corruption allegations. The high-level shakeup in the Ukrainian government cost nearly a dozen senior officials their jobs. The Oscar nominations are out. The big hit Everything, Everywhere, All at Once led the nominations as Hollywood heaped honors on big-screen spectacles like Top Gun Maverick and Avatar, The Way of Water. American skier Michaela Schifrin has won a record 83rd World Cup race. This is AP News. Amazon's rolling out a prescription drug discount plan. The AP's Donna Warder on how this will work.
Amazon's healthcare business is adding a prescription drug discount program. Amazon is launching RX Pass. It's a subscription service for customers who have Prime memberships. Amazon says the customer pays $5 a month to fill as many prescriptions as they need from a list of about 50 generic drugs, such as the antibiotic amoxicillin or the anti-inflammatory drug naproxen. Even the generic form of Viagra is on the list. Amazon sells a range of generic drugs through its pharmacy service, and some already cost as low as $1 for a 30-day supply. The new program does not use insurance, and people with Medicaid or Medicare coverage are not eligible. It starts in 42 states and Washington, D.C. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.